Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 7th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the suspension of MDCT Deputy Treasurer Elton Mangoma.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 wave frequency, 4930, 5940, and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashonak.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
Here it was found that Honorable Mangoma's allegations in various interviews with the local and international media houses undermined the authority of the National Standing Committee, the National Executive, and the National Council of the Party. And more importantly, it undermined the authority of the Congress. He's going to be given right of reply on each of the four allegations. He is also allowed to bring any witnesses that he may want. He is also allowed to bring any representative of his choice. The MDC as a party believes in due process. We are going to hear him, the tribunal is going to hear him, and he's going to be given all the opportunity to defend himself.
Zvaitika apa hazvimo mubumbiro remutemo reMDC. Zvaitika apa nezvanofanana zvatajaira kuona kuvafambi kuni zvezanupf. Mitini yacho havana kumboudzwa kunzi mhosva ndeyei, ivo vabudiswa mumitini.
Kuyadhanisa kuti lava vati valwela inguquko kwezombusazwe vethu vesiti valwela ukuthi ilizwe lezimbabwe ngave ringabuswa ngendlela etshiyeneyo besithi bona yivo abade bengakwenza uma bengavotelwa.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the suspension of MDC Deputy Treasurer Elton Mangoma today.
The MDCT National Executive, the supreme decision-making body outside Congress, has moved to suspend Mangoma after he called on party leader Moken Tsvangirai to step down. Mangoma will now stand before the party's disciplinary committee.
But Mangoma's lawyer says the move is a non-event since it was an illegal gathering.
What do you say about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, for it.
Honguka nasi vatereri tuda kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve mamiriro akaita zvinhu mubato reMDCT umo Gibbs tirikunzwa kuti nasi National Council yebato iri yambomisa basa mutedzeri wemubati wehomwe va Elton Mangoma vachinziwo vakazvidza mukuru webato vatsvangirai uye Congress yebato iri nezvimwe zvipomerwa zvavari kupiwa asi sezvo isu tichitema yedu tisina divi ratinorerekera tabatawo gweta rava Mangoma vaJacob Mafume vakati aiwa vamangoma vasati vapiwa tsamba yekuti vambomiswa basa uye vari kutiwo havana kufara nemabatirwo aitwa nyaya iyi.
Ye kunjalo ke Blessing zuruka ndava lingalichona njani lapa rikona khona ngapo ke ngemakaya tinangapa lo Blessing hayi siphilile sibula kwamagama ye udabe kudwini lamhlanje sikhuluma ngengcaba ngqoza esikhona ku-MDCT sizule ke Blessing ukuthi uMangoma Elton yena ongu-deputy treasurer sebethe ha kamembijana ngoba wacela ukuthi ngakuyenzakala ngawo Moken Tsvangirai uyasuswa esikhundleni ekutsho lokhu ngoba uthi umnumzana uTsvangirai swazama ukuthi alwisane lo mnumzana uRobert Mugabe ukuthi amkhiphe esikhundleni le party yakhe kodwa uthi siwehluleka kodwa ke abanye bathi undoda lowo wakhuluma ngesikhathi esingayisiso kumeti kumbe ngawabuya ku Congress kompana ku Congress ye MDC kumbe ku National Council wafika banyenyeza hayikho into ukukhulunywa nje emphakathini so ke bathe hayi mala ndoda siyaphela sikubone mbayimbayi kodwa igqwetha lika Mangoma lithi hayi Mangoma kayindawo
And in another development, we also understand that the party secretary general Tendai Biti has blasted the National Council, saying that what was happening there was not as per party constitution, which is
very funny.
Very funny indeed. Yes. And another worrying development for the MDC.
Is the MDC heading for a
another split?
We don't know. Maybe. Let's hear what the people are saying.
Of course, and I think we have our guests lined up. First, we have MDCT spokesman, Mr. Douglas Monzora. Mr. Monzora, good evening.
Good evening, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
And we also have Mr. Mangoma's lawyer, Mr. Jacob Mafume. Mr. Mafume, good evening.
Good evening, and good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much. And we also have political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda from Huddersfield University in Britain. Mr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with you, Mr. Monzora. We understand that the party has moved to suspend Mr. Mangoma. Just walk us through what transpired today. Why did the party decide to take this decision?
Oh, thank you very much. The National Council of the party met for the first time in 2014. Mm-hmm. As you may know, the National Council is the highest decision-making body between congresses. It is the body that deals with all crucial business in between congresses. And one of the decisions made today by the National Council, and I want to say that this was a unanimous decision. All the 12 provinces represented in the National Council agreed with this decision, and all the wings of the party, the youth wing, the women's wing of the party, and the main wing of the party agreed. And the reason for the suspension of Honorable Mangoma were four allegations. The first one was putting the party into disrepute. Sometime in January, the national executive of the party, after having deliberated on the document written by Mr. Mangoma, made a directive, issued a directive to the party members that Honorable Mangoma will not be prejudiced for what he said. But that this matter was now supposed to be discussed within the party, in the party organs, and that nobody was supposed to go to the press. And the allegations here are that, in spite of that directive, Honorable Mangoma went to the press, conducted interviews with various media houses. That is allegation number one. Allegation number two is that Honorable Mangoma organized a factional meeting, which go beyond ordinary canvassing. In Manicaland, Mashonaland, Harare, Midlands, Mashonaland Central. And that in those factional meetings, there was use of party funds, abuse of party funds to bribe the structures into agreeing with his position. The fourth is that his actions undermined the relationship of the MDC and its strategic partners. Now, these are the allegations which were put before Honorable Mangoma in the standing in the National Council. The National Council is not a disciplinary committee. What this means is that Honorable Mangoma is then going to appear before an independent disciplinary tribunal. This independent disciplinary tribunal is made up of three lawyers, one of whom is qualified to be a judge of the High Court. I want to emphasize that Honorable Mangoma has not been suspended on the basis of his thoughts, his opinions on leadership renewal. The leadership was very clear about that. So he will be brought before a disciplinary committee. He will answer charges in writing. He will also be represented at the disciplinary proceedings by any lawyer of his choice. We are a party which follows due process. We give our members the right to answer back what they are being accused of. The fact that he's being accused of these offenses does not automatically mean that he's guilty, but that there is a prima facie case that he has to answer, he has to clear himself.
Okay, Mr. Monzora.
He has reached at
Mr. Munzara, we want to bring Mr. Mafume so that we can move a bit with this story. Mr. Mafume, you are representing Mr. Mangoma. You heard what Mr. Munzara has said. Your response?
Unbelievable. I would never have thought I would hear a Democrat and police speaking such a position. The position is this, that Mr. Mangoma was ambushed by a process. He was not given the charges he was facing. He was not given an opportunity to deal with the issues that were at hand. He was even excluded from the National Council meeting that was dealing with his issues. He had no opportunity to defend himself. I'm hearing from the Constitution is very clear under Article 4. There must be a vote of two-thirds of the members of the council. Now, Mr. Mwondora is claiming that the decision was unanimous. Even ZANU-PF, when it did the runoff, it never said it was 100% the way it was contesting alone. You mean that there was a vote taken, and not one person voted for against the referring of these issues to the disciplinary committee? The truth of the matter is that no vote took place. They cannot be a 100% vote. Even ZANU-PF no longer claims to be having 100% voting. Who voted? What was the ballot? Everyone under the new constitution, section 68, is supposed to be given the right of administrative justice. In other words, you must know what you are facing. For people to make a vote, you must be given an opportunity to present your side of the story. Because the suspension of this measure is a punitive measure. It is a measure that suspends you from doing any duty. Therefore, it cannot be taken without you being heard. First of all, there must be a clear indication of the forum of the body that is doing this. Are the people in the meeting the ones that are supposed to be doing? Is the voting by secret ballot? Who voted? Even if you do a count of hands, how many people voted? How many did not vote for him? Now we are hearing words like all the members. Have you ever heard of such a thing in any process? This is a violation of my client's rights. This event was released by nullity. It was null and void. It is not in compliance with the laws of natural justice. It is not in compliance with the NDC constitution. And it is not in compliance with the constitution of Zimbabwe. It is an aberration, unheard of. I cannot believe it.
Right. I think, Mr. Spanda, you can hear the two gentlemen. They've got some very different views. Come in there.
I think it is important for us to set out the premise within which we discuss this matter. And I can see that there is an attempt initially by Mr. Munzara to completely frame this matter within legal framework. It is not a legal matter, it is a political matter. This is gerrymandering. What you have here is that somebody has asked the leadership to step down or consider their positions, and following to that, allegations have been drummed up to eventually attempt to kick them out of the party. These are political steps. Let's just look at the accusations politically that are being leveled against Mangoma, putting the party into disrepute. When the president of the MDC is impregnating women and not marrying them, the president of the MDC is marrying a woman, then divorcing her within a month to marry somebody else. When the president of the MDC is accused of double dipping, that is putting the party into disrepute. And he should, for the same reason, he cannot sit in this meeting politically where somebody else is being accused of putting the party into disrepute. These are very serious matters. And I think we have to be very serious here. It does look to me as though the country has taken a terrible direction, because we're going backwards, right back into the 19th century, where we just want to pick daggers and kill each other. And I'm sorry, somebody said to me today, you know what, if you give a garden boy a spoon, they'll still use it as a shovel. They're abusing the law, they're abusing process and everything. Every meeting they have, they have their supporters and so forth. And I think we have to be very serious about that. Mr. Mangoma is organizing factional meetings. Who says these are factions? They are claiming that they're factions. Mr. Mangoma is not allowed to meet party members, not allowed to canvass. What is the barometer for going beyond canvassing? That is political language. Party funds. Mr. Mangoma is the deputy treasurer. They must ask him for a report instead of bringing him in front of every chairperson from every province, which in effect, as has been laid out by the lawyers themselves, is not appropriate. Who is supposed to be in those meetings and so forth? So we've got to be very serious. And the fact that Mr. Monzera says that in January 2014, the party sat down and coined its own MDC IPA, where they are saying Mangoma or anybody is not allowed to go or speak to the media on a matter that is of public interest. What are we doing here? Is the MDC still qualified to say that ZANU-PF is not a good political party, is not a good government? Is the MDC still fit for purpose? Because this is what it was set up for.
Thank you, gentlemen. Let's also take a call to hear what our listeners have to say. Tina Mkoma Daniel of Ariparunare. Makadi Mkoma Daniel.
Tosimba Mkoma, blessing Makadi.
I want to report. Muruku wana senya, Eri Mdarirwe.
Tukuti nyai yaka oma iriku tukutonzwa tisi kutiko wana omuno mumu wari kusifangisa sei. Zuru wadza kuti Monzora on the other side na Mafume vanu vamwe. Of course they are both lawyers, tunozidiwa. But vanu FMD imwe because tukuti MDC is a family and it is. Ishu ya Mangoma ii. Ini chanti nongona chinenge chaka pote kandese maybe procedure yaka chanswa na wa Mangoma. Yoko enda ku press. Vangadai vakaita zviri muconstitution yeMDC. Nyangwe vanga vane zvavaisora zvaitwa naPresident Tsvangirai. Vangadai vane maitiro avanofanira kunge vakaita vachitevedzera constitution. But ivoka vanenge vakaona sekunge vava kuda nepopularity here. Let me give you an example yeJesu. Muchiri kuremember Jesu paanga akatakurwa nedhongi.
Kuzvinda muJerusarem.
Vanhu vachimuwaridzira mhasa vachisimudza mapaumutiza aya. Dhongi rakafunga kuti ndoriri kuitwa sei. Riri kudihwa nevanhu, riri kufarirwa nevanhu, handiti. But dhongi parakazvidzokera neSam Road rava rega. Raburusa Jesu kwaranga richienda kuya. Vanhu vakatanga kurova dhongi. Saka tiri kuti isu, we are not saying kuti Tsvangirai ari kugona zvese aiwa. But kana tiri vana vemhuri imwe, kana pane chinenge chikanga chisika, tofanira kuti tibetseredzane, tivakidzane. Because our political enemy right now is ZANU-PF, ndo iri kuda kuti ibviswe. But kana tava kuti isisi tiri kuita maswabos, toziva kuti 2005 pakaitika problem MDC leader. Saka zvinhu zvinotirwadza kuti zviitike izvozvo, because tirikudiwa nevana veZimbabwe right now inyaya yechi, inyaya yechange. That's why pane Congress. Chero papadaidzirwa endi Congress, zvinhu zvazvakanaka. Pane kuti vamangoma vanomhanya kuhera kuti vanomhanya kuZBC, chero pakadamburwa sheti yavo paya, zvinhu kana zvaitika, ndosaka kuchinzi chakafukidza dzimba matenga, handiti. Vaifanira kuti vaite zvinhu zvakaita sei, zvinoita kuti pati isatsemuka nepakati. Because right now, iko zvino tikatarisa press conference yaitwa naVabiti, ndaiona paonline publications, because I'm in South Africa. Vari kutotarisa kuti panamusho kuti vavaki vaBiti vari kutotarisa kuti ivoka vari kutoda kutoti zvinhu zvivambe zviite manyama amire nerongo, yet isi tichida kuti zvinhu zviite sei, zvigadzirike vanhu vashande pamwe, even vana Welshman Nqube, vana Job Scala, vana Arthur Mutambara, vana Simba Makoni, vaiti a unified voice. Vakwanise kuti zvinhu zviripo zviri kunetsa pati yava nealmost 34 years ichingori in power from 1980 tikwanise kuti pa-2018 tiibvise. Even Congress itaitwa 2016 kana paripo panofanira kuti Tsvangirai abve, abviswe ipapo. Not kuti zvitsamba zvinenge zvichiendeswa ku of all the papers zvichiendeswa kuHerald. I think vamangoma vakakanganisa. Of course suspension yaiitwa an independent commission ichaita sei tribunal ichaongorora nyaya yavamangoma. Vakaonawo kuti zveshuwa
pane zvakanga aitika like zvimwe zvachitaurwa navabikitisa saiwa secretary general zvavasina kunge vaudzwa kuti vanyore ripoti nemaallegations angachipiwa navamangoma ngavadzokere kuvamwe vashande zvakanaka nevamwe ndoma blessing
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Daniel nekupinda muchirongwa chedu of course we also encourage our listeners to take advantage of WhatsApp you can also use Facebook Twitter or you can actually send us an email studio7@voanews.com we'll be glad to share your thoughts with other listeners Gibbs we've so many messages many on
yes
WhatsApp and Facebook people have responded in numbers and let's read what they have to say we have Kolani who says it's the end of the MDC there must be a new party which will take us forward Mary T says there must be a new party which will take us forward Clements also says this is the end of Mangoma on the political front MDC ibatoria Zvidzai says not the end but beginning of the MDCT without sellouts Sabata says the way Robert rules is the way Morgan is coming dictatorship it is a long way to freedom War says this is not the end of MDCT and the step that has been taken is good Elton Mangoma was causing disorder within the party. Let the majority decide what to do with their party. The party is not for Mangoma, not Chamisa, even Tsvangirai himself, but the party is for the majority of Zimbabweans. So Mangoma, leave Zimbabweans decide, not you only. John says, Vanhu ava ngavabatane kuti vagokunda nekuti vakadai hapana chinobuda. Kuronga says, zvakanaka izvozvo nekuti Mangoma akukonzera confusion bato. Dai vatomudzinga. Masola says, if one fails to feed the government, then one should be cut. The person should not cut the person to feed the government. Nelson says, there must be discipline in an organization. If one breaks the law, one must be punished. It's good for him and the party. Sifo says, speculation is mounting that Tendai Biti, Secretary General of the MDCT, could soon lead a breakaway party following a recent visit to South Africa. Mutasa says Mangoma is right but powerless. This shows that there is no democracy in the MDCT. Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got several messages too. On Facebook, we've got a message from Luxon who writes, Demo crash. Not democracy, eh? Demo crash. Then Paul writes, I think Mangoma is power hungry and we don't want such leaders in the MDCT. Then there's a message from Nixon who writes, end of the MDCT because Mangoma is suspended. Are you saying Mangoma is bigger than the party? I'm happy because of the suspension. I wanted him to be fired. Then we've got Mthokozi Sinkomo who writes, Tsvangirai has proven without doubt that he is a dictator. Where is democracy if you suspend people for airing their views? Rest in peace, MTCT. Then we've got Shishma Jindwi who writes, do not hallucinate Mr. Nkomo. This is a reference to Mthokozi. who was saying that Tsvangirai is a detector. So then I've got another message from Fungai who writes, his suspension pending dismissal does not affect the People's Party. And then Ngobile writes, Tsvangson is down and out. Then I've got Chingwena who says, Mangoma is a senior MDCT member. We knew very well the proper challenge to follow. When someone wants to air their views, why taking the letter to the media? And then lastly, I'll read this one as my last one for the moment. It is absolutely wrong what Mangoma did. He deserves to be fired. So I'll end there as of now.
Let's come to you, Mr. Monzora, and talk about Mr. Biti's press conference. What is your reaction? He said what was done by the National Council was not proper.
Well, Honorable Biti is the Secretary General of the party. He was in the meeting, and he was duty bound to direct the meeting on what to be done. He was very, very quiet. He said nothing. He agreed with everything that took place there. And we would have expected that he would have stood up and say, you are airing here, you are airing there, you are airing here. But we now hear that he has held a press conference at his law offices. That is a very, very bad sign because he was duty bound to advise the meeting. He did not. But let me go to what my brother Jacob said. And let me say here that I have tremendous respect for Jacob Mafume as a very, very good lawyer. But let me say, Jacob Mafume was not there at this meeting. I was there. And he seems to think that a vote means that there must be secret ballot. No, there are three methods of voting, if not four. One is by show of hands, another one is by secret ballot, and the third one is by popular acclamation. The voting went by provinces, province by province. Do you say, yes, we should put these charges before Honorable Mangoma? Yes or no? Then you have yes. You don't have a no. In all the 12 provinces, including Masingo, where Honorable Mudawanu actually said, we support this. And let me say that all that Jacob is saying, we do not have to debate it here. There is going to be a disciplinary hearing. Honorable Mangoma needs a lawyer, and the lawyer has to prepare his defense. All this must be said in the disciplinary tribunal. But there is a case to answer. How do we treat party members where there are allegations that party funds were abused? How do we treat party members where there are allegations that there was a directive of a senior party organ not to do certain things and you proceeded to do it? How do we deal with members where they organize factions? Now, we don't have to answer it now. It will have to be answered at the disciplinary tribunal, which is going to be independent, made up of lawyers outside the MDC, where Honorable Mangoma and his lawyers can come and deal with the, with these allegations. I hear Mr. Sbanda, and he says that, well, this is the end of MDC and so on. You are mistaken, Mr. Sbanda.
I didn't say there that. I didn't say that. You're making that up.
It's not a defense to say somebody else stole, somebody else raped, somebody else murdered.
It is defense. Morgan Tsvangirai doesn't have clean hands.
Now, the other issue is we rely on evidence. When Honorable Mangoma's charges are put to him, supporting evidence will be attached there so that the lawyers examine the evidence against him and prepare a defense. And let me say that the MDC is a very, very intelligent party. Only just recently, we had a tragedy where Honorable Mangoma was assaulted. And we all thought that Honorable Mangoma was assaulted by MDC activists. We now have a video which I've shown Honorable Mangoma today, and I'm going to share with my brother Jacob, which shows that Honorable Mangoma was beaten by somebody who does not belong to MDC, somebody who properly belongs, who probably belongs to another political party.
Okay, and Mr. Monzora, we'll come back to you. We just want to take one caller. Mr. Monzora, we'll come back to you. Gibbs, would you have just
quickly? I've got
an opportunity to answer.
Sure, you will. Yeah, definitely. Slomnumzana, Cassius Day. Cassius Day's. Kunjani khonapha egoli ba?
Kuyaphileka ba unjani?
Isiphilile nathi udabu ngathini?
Ya, mina mbona ngathi i-MDC kaTsvangirai la uTsvangirai wona ngokwakhe bafunde isifundo esibi esezane sokuthi ubukhosi akutshiyelwana akukhulunywa ngakho. Kukhomba ukuthi ma yena ngokwakhe uTsvangirai noma umgabe njani ma omunye phakathi kwabe ngafa ebandla lifile. Singakhangela ibandla elinjenge-ANC lifonywa ngo-1912. Nalamhla lokhu elistrong ngoba i-leadership yangikhona beyivuma ukuthi kukhulunywe ngakho loba kuphi kuze kwafika ukuthi namhla sesinozuma bonke laba abakhokheleyo bebevuma ukuthi isikhathi sabo masitshaya kababheke ukuthi ofuna phela isikhululambani bamtshaye kumbe bamgijimise bebesithi okwami kukwanile iza nayo bakhulumisana kuye ku-congress kuyefike lapha nalaphana kodwa laba kukhanya kuyefika bane-15 years ibandla lifonywe sokuluwe kaningi. So ibandla malona lisiba libandla okuthiwa ngelo muntu umuntu wangikhona mntwana ehamba awuhambele ibandla ibandla lele ngenikatsvangirai lilesifungo sikatsvangirai. So ngaleyo ndlela akula nto engalunga loba
ye ubambe khonaphobamba ke mnumzana Cassius Day siyabuya kuwe khonapho sesiqedisa ke udlela ye ubambe ungayindawo
Mr. Nasibanda, Mr. Monzora, and Mr. Mafume, please do stay on the line. We'll come back to you after a short break, but we just want to take this opportunity to thank our radio listeners. But we are actually streaming live, so simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk, where we are streaming live. To our radio listeners, saying good night. This is Blessing. Oh,